Enter St. Patrick. Be still. The skies are choked with thunder, lightning, and fierce wind, for God has heard and speaks his angry mind. Go cast your body on the stones and pray, for he has wrought midnight and dawn and day. Re-enter Usheen. Saint, do you weep? I hear amid the thunder the Fenian horses, armour torn asunder, laughter and cries. The armies clash and shock, and now the daylight darkening ravens flock. Cease, cease, O mournful, laughing Fenian horn. We feasted for 3 days. On the fourth morn I found dropping sea foam on the wide stair and hung with slime and whispering in his hair, that demon dull and unsubduable once more to a day-long battle fell, and at the sundown threw him in the surge to lie until the fourth morn saw emerge his new healed shape. And for 100 years, so warred, so feasted, with nor dreams, nor fears, nor languor, nor fatigue, an endless feast, an endless war. The 100 years had ceased. I stood upon the stair, the surges bore a beech bough to me, and my heart grew sore, remembering how I had stood by white-haired Finn, under the beech at Almhwin, and heard the thin outcry of bats. And then young Niamh came, holding that horse, and sadly called my name. I shouted, and we passed over the lone and drifting greyness, while this monotone, surly and distant, mixed inseparably into the clangor of the wind and sea. I hear my soul drop down into decay, and Mananan's dark tower, stone after stone, gather sea lime and fall the seaward way, and the moon goad the waters night and day that will be overthrown. But till the moon has taken all, I wage war on the mightiest men under the skies, and they have fallen or fled age after age. Light is man's love, and lighter is man's rage. His purpose drifts and dies. And then Niamh murmured, love, we go to the island of forgetfulness, for lo, the islands of dancing and of victories are empty of all power. And which of these is the island of content? None know, she said, and on my bosom laid her weeping head. End of book 2 of the poem by W.B. Yeats, The Wanderings of Usheen, first published in 1889, his own retelling of ancient Irish myths and legends, and the pulling together of the old and, in a kind of a way, the new, St. Patrick representing the new Christian era, and Usheen representing the ancient Celtic era. It's pretty clear which one W.B. Yeats is most interested in. There you are, AJ. There's one more book to go, book 3. And then you'll have had the whole of The Wanderings of Usheen to keep you company. Bye-bye.